Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All righty, we're about to chat with Denton Day. We'll go behind enemy lines. 106.7 The Fan in D.C. And, of course, we got pregame 9 a.m. tomorrow. Brian Broaddus and myself, Zach Wolchuk, will have that for you here in your home of Dallas Cowboys football. It's a Christmas Day football slate that we had high hopes for. But certainly right now we're like, oh, my gosh, what are we going to be watching? But we'll be watching.
I kind of felt like this when the schedule came out, we were going through them. I really did believe that this was going to be a winner. Whoever win this game was going to be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
This was going to be one of those kind of nip and tuck seasons, and you know, it's going to come down to a Christmas Day matchup there in you know, with the Commanders, and if it could, you know, whoever won that game was going to be in the playoffs. Mm. Unfortunately, the seasons been a little harder for the Commanders. I think the expectations for them were super
yes,
high after how well they played last year.
Well, I know my guy Denton Day's been going through it. Denton, welcome in. Honored to talk with you, bro. You know I'm a big fan of your work and some of your videos. I mean, I can just see it on your face. It's much like me in a post-game show here. It's like, what the heck is going on? It just gets bad to worse. What's the feeling right now in Washington as we get ready for a game we all had high hopes for in the beginning of the season?
It's awful, fellas. The vibes are not great. Nobody really wants to watch this game. You know, I tweeted this a couple of weeks ago. Every time I feel like the season cannot get worse, it finds a way to get worse. And I tweeted that after Zach Ertz looked like he tore his ACL. And I was like, well, surely this is as low as it's going to get.
Yeah.
And now I have to watch Josh Johnson start on Christmas. I mean, how deep does the bag of pain go? I'm finding out this year. It's been brutal.
Okay, so how long do you think they're going to rock with Josh Johnson? I mean, granted, Josh Johnson could light it up. The Cowboys' defense is letting everybody have their career day. So it's possible Josh Johnson looks like a capable NFL quarterback, Denton. But do they just hate Sam Hartman? Like, do they not want to play him? What's going on with Jeff Driscoll? Well, what could happen at quarterback tomorrow?
So first and foremost, Sam Hartman is a professional best friend. That's what he is. Yeah. He's really good friends with Jayden Daniels, and that has got him a job on the practice squad for the last 2 years. He's not all that great a quarterback. We saw him in the preseason, and he was awful. As far as Josh Johnson is concerned, fellas, I found this out last week, and I thought the graphic on Fox was wrong. Because Josh Johnson's like 40, right? He's been in the NFL for almost 20 years. Prior to coming into the game last week, at the end of it, he didn't even have 2,300 career passing yards.
Yeah.
And I was like, how is a guy in the league this long if he doesn't have over 2,300 career passing yards? So if Dallas's defense finds a way to make him look like a competent quarterback, I would be stunned.
Yeah, no, you get ready to get stunned because Dallas will make him look like he's the FedEx Air recipient of the week.
It's been that bad for us.
Get ready. Listen, no pass rush, full complement of receivers this time around. You might have a happy post game when this thing's all said and done.
God, it's going to be two teams. I can't get after the passer then. There's going to be so much time for the quarterback to just sit there all afternoon.
There'll be two muddling offense and defensive lines, just like it's like a pillow fight in there.
So year two under Dan Quinn, you know, defensively, we obviously, he had a great track record and a lot of success here in Dallas. But what's been wrong with the defense this year outside of just the injuries?
So it's been the injuries, but it's more so been they've taken this approach, and they did it last year, and it made sense because the Ron Rivera era was not good from a roster-building standpoint. Yeah. So you had to completely flip that roster and bring in a bunch of new talent, and in doing so, they signed what I call mercenary deals, which is a bunch of one-year contracts, kind of prove-it deals, in the hopes that maybe they become something. And in 2024, you had Bobby Wagner as an all-pro. You had Zach Ertz turn the clock back a little bit. I mean, they signed Frankie Louvu to a multi-year deal, but he was one of the only ones. Your guys' former player, Dorrance Armstrong, was another one. But outside of that, it was a lot of one-year deals. So in the 2025 offseason, I thought, well, surely they're not going to do that again. Like, they have so much money to spend. There's a lot of guys that are capable on defense hitting the free agency market, which at the pass rushing spot, you don't really see a lot of, right? Like, a great pass rusher is normally not really available. You know, the Parsons thing withstanding, they don't normally become available. They just didn't spend money, and they did the mercenary deal again. Mm. And when you saw last year that you didn't have a pass rush, and your big pass rush splash was Dietrich Wise on a one-year deal, it's really hard to get excited about. So even if Dan Quinn was just in his absolute defensive coaching bag, doing everything, all the good things he could possibly do, you're still working with a really limited group on defense and guys that are getting older. And you can have the best football IQ in the world, but man, some of these dudes in the NFL are really fast. So you could know where you're going and you still can't catch them. And we've seen a lot of that this year. And I feel like that's been the biggest problem. They just don't have speed on defense. And that's been a very big Achilles heel for them.
You know, they lost Dorrance Armstrong. I think it was in the week 7 game against the Cowboys. It seemed like the metrics and all that, the eyeball test, that things were very positive, you know, when it came to, you know, rushing the passer. It was his injury really that, or is it just like you're talking about, there's just so many other factors involved?
I mean, he was great. You know, he had played really well in the postseason, in the game against Tampa and the game against Detroit. He made some really crucial plays on third downs and fourth downs. Back in, he sacked Jared Goff and forced a fumble in a really key spot where they were in the red zone looking to tie the game up. So, and then he just kind of started 2025 picking right up.
Right.
And he was really one of the only guys that did that, you know, because the offseason, as you guys know, was so weird, but he was alone, and that was the problem. Okay. Again, like, the Dietrich Wise signing was not great, and, you know, Von Miller statistically has looked pretty good, but he's also looked like a 36-year-old, you know, playing defensive end, and there's just some of the natural ability that's not there anymore, and that's their problem. They don't have any young guys. So even like with the acquisition of Von Miller, you think, oh, well, he can teach somebody and then maybe that person can take over in 2026. There's no bridge. You know, there is a bridge, but there's just nobody standing on the other side of that bridge.
You know, on the offensive side of the ball, I wanted to ask you this because I get in discussions with folks all the time and they're talking about Cliff Kingsbury and they say at heart, Cliff wants to run the ball. That, like, he is a run first guy. You're around this team all the time. Are they a run-first offense, or do they want to be a run-first offense, or is that just a bunch of crap?
They are liars about what they want to be, or at least they have been for a majority of the time where Jaden was playing. I think they're best when they're a run-first team.
Right.
The problem is they get away from that really quickly, and Cliff gets away from that really quickly. I think there was the narrative entering this year, and don't get it twisted, I very much participated in this narrative that because of 2024, Jaden was a top level, you know, top five quarterback. But I think Cliff got a little bit leaned too much into that. Jaden's at his best when he has a full operation, the way that every quarterback is, right? And, you know, I think the offensive line, they're a good run blocking group.
They are.
And
for
whatever the reason is, they just shy away from it, you know, way too quickly. And, you know, when Jaden came back after the first injury, his like first five of his first six plays were passing.
Yeah.
And that's not a good way to get a quarterback. And naturally, it was a three and out on both of those drives. That's not a good way to get a quarterback into rhythm. It just felt like the offense was never totally in rhythm this year. And I think a large part of that is because they were a run team one week and then a passing team the next week, and there was never really any consistency.
Then, Day, with us here on The Fan, when it comes to Jaden Daniels, is there just the RG3 PTSD? Is that firing up right now?
Yeah, maybe by there's a certain majority of the fan base, a certain population of the fan base that I think definitely feels that way. But for those of us that are in the know, I mean, look, man, the Robert thing didn't work for multiple reasons. But one of the reasons is because Robert is Robert. And I don't know if you guys are aware of what he is or if you follow him on Twitter. But like, Robert loves himself some Robert.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Right, and I think that is what led to... Yeah, he is. And that's what led to the downfall here in D.C. And, you know, fortunately, Jaden is not bad. This season has not been good. I think he's done some good things when he's played and when he's been healthy and when everybody around him has played and been healthy. But this season has just not been good. But I sit here in December being like, all right, I know he is at least going to handle it well. And he will handle the offseason well and heading into 2026 well. And he's not going to do massive press tours and leak things to the media. Like, he just doesn't do that the way that Robert did. And it's not him versus the organization. He's working with the organization, or as far as Robert was concerned, him and the owner versus the coaching staff and the people that were hired to do the football thing. And that doesn't exist anymore. So I sleep well at night knowing that that's not a problem.
Have they been able to resurrect Treylon Burks' career?
Kind of. Isn't that crazy to say out loud?
Yeah, weird.
I remember watching him at Arkansas, and I was like, this guy's a really good player. And
then
the Tennessee situation just never worked out. But, I mean, he's made some really good play. I mean, obviously that catch on Sunday Night Football is the one that people are going to think about, and they should. But he's been available. And, you know, we've talked a lot at length about what the receiver room is going to look like next year. You know, Terry's going to be back. We don't know for sure about Debo. And we know that they want to get another, you know, solidified number two wide receiver that's not more of a special teams guy the way that Luke McCaffrey and Jalen Lane have been, although those guys are really good on special teams. But Treylon Burks has been good, man. If he's wide receiver three next year, I feel pretty comfortable with that. I think he does some really good things. He runs really good routes, like way better routes than Noah Brown runs. So yeah. I like what I've seen from Treylon Burks.
Yeah, we knew that about Noah Brown. You might want to put a 75 number on him and let him like be some
block his rear off
lead blocker, you know, kind of a situation.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great blocker.
Yeah.
The routes are tough, and the availability is even worse.
Yeah.
So what are your expectations for the game tomorrow?
Bad. Bet the over. You know, we're gambling folks, right? I would bet there's probably not enough. Well, so here's the problem. There's not a number that I wouldn't put it past the Commanders' defense. The problem is I have no idea what Josh Johnson is as a quarterback in the year of our Lord 2025.
Yeah.
And because of that, I would bet the Dallas Cowboy team total over. That's what I'd be hammering.
Okay.
Wow, I like that. All right, listen, I listen to you. I love your college football stuff, by the way.
College football overtime on Sirius XM.
I take my 86-year-old father to church every morning, and I listen to you on Sirius driving to church. And I
appreciate it.
I love it how you navigate that. So far, thoughts on what you've seen and what do you feel like is going to potentially happen as we go forward in the playoff? How do you see this thing playing out?
I think this weekend, or this week rather, because the games are during the week, I think this is going to be one of the more exciting weeks of the college football playoff that we have seen, because I feel like at the very least, a lot of these games will be competitive. We knew that the Tulane and Ole Miss game was not going to be competitive. We knew that Oregon and James Madison was not really going to be competitive. But I think there's a lot of teams that are still playing that can win a championship. And last year, I didn't feel that way in the 12-team format. I really like this Indiana team. I think they're really strong. But the best game is going to be Texas Tech and Oregon, because those are two teams that can do everything. They can play offense. They can play defense. And I keep going back to this, this number for Texas Tech. Every game they've won by 21.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty insane thing. Like, that's not going to stay the course if they do end up winning a championship. So they're going to get pushed a little bit, but I'm excited to see how they respond with Baron Morton at quarterback if Oregon does punch them in the mouth first. So I think that's going to be the game of round number two for sure.
So I married into a Tech family, so I've been all Red Raider. We got to go to the Big 12 championship game. Do you like their chances to beat Oregon? My concern is the quarterback, Baron Morton. They haven't lost with him starting, but I think there's times in the red zone offense. I'm not sure on this stage, can he be the guy?
Yeah, the red zone. I'm glad you mentioned the red zone offense, because that was exactly what I was going to say. As high powered of an offense as they are, their red zone numbers are astronomically low. Mm-hmm. They should have beat BYU by 60 both times they played them, and they just couldn't convert in the red zone. You have to do that against Oregon, because Oregon showed, granted against James Madison, but they can put up points with anybody. So I think Baron Morton's going to have to play the best game of his career to this point. I think they can hang. I do not think they will hang. I think Oregon is going to beat them. I think Oregon has a really good shot at winning this thing, fellas. Yeah. I think Dante Moore is a really great quarterback. So I really like Oregon. But Baron Morton's going to have to play the game of his life. And if he does, I think they'll be in a position where they can win.
Yeah, when I was listening to you on Sunday morning, you were talking about that Oregon team. That was the one you were warning us, like, hey, guys, check this out.
Quack, quack.
Oregon's my team. So
They got something. They're so fast.
Yeah.
And they're not even fully healthy. Yeah. So if they get some of these wide receivers back, it's going to be a nightmare for opposing DCs.
Before we let you out of here, what do you think with the playoff moving forward? I mean, what kind of changes do you think they end up making to this thing?
You're going to see a 16 model sooner rather than later. Mm. And I do think that they will limit the amount of group of five teams that can get in, because it's so difficult for them to be competitive. And I'm not against group of five teams that are in based off of, hey, we think they're one of, in a 16 model, hey, we think they're one of the best 16. Cincinnati a couple years ago was legitimately a top team in the sport. And, they couldn't do much in the playoff against Alabama, but they had earned the right to be there. And I'm fully with G5 teams earning the right to be there. But I think what you'll see moving forward is a format where you get a lot of Big Ten teams in, you get a lot of SEC teams in. Notre Dame's going to get in almost every single year unless they just completely take a number two all over themselves. And that's what we're just going to be. We're inching closer and closer, fellas, to the inevitable super conference. It feels like that's slowed at least a little bit because of the 12-team format, but we're getting to a point where there's just going to be a 30-team conference. If you can get in, get in, and then we'll see where it goes from there.
Bring it. Just bring it. I can't wait for that. I'm not going to lie.
He's an LSU guy,
so he's got
the money, clearly.
I'm an LSU guy, and I'm all about that. I'm going to go get all your best players. But, I'm all for the super conference here. I really am.
I think it's going to be fun when it does come.
Yeah.
And I think that you can do some creative things with it.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see how creative they get in terms of the soccer style. You can lose your way out of the conference.
Yeah, relegation.
Way back in.
Give me some relegation here.
I would love some element of that. It'd be so much fun.
You're the best, man. Denton Day, Commanders pre and post on 106.7 The Fan. You can also catch him, host of College Football Overtime
SiriusXM College.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you so much. Good luck tomorrow. But if you take the L, I guess we won't be too upset about it.
Yeah, fellas, appreciate it. Do your best to enjoy whatever product we watch tomorrow.
We certainly will. Have a good one. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, my friend.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, guys.
There he goes, Denton Day. You can follow him at the Denton Day on X, formerly known as Twitter. He's awesome.
He's not hacked like really, me, really so follow dude. Him,
no,
yeah.
No, he is certainly not hacked.
He's really, I mean, seriously, his awesome. College football stuff is outstanding.
He's fantastic. I got to do stuff with him with BetMGM, and yeah, Denton's a great guy. I know he's been on the Fan After Dark. Yeah. Blake and Fred have had him on plenty of times before, so he does do an excellent job. All right, let's get a little football fix, shall we? Big facts, quarterback injury updates, and don't ask Max about draft picks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast